Welcome to Vega's World. It's time to party, and I'm your most excellent host, JC Vega, and I am joined alongside my co-host.
It's me, that sweet KDG, your Music City Messiah, Caden Green.
And we are bringing you another slam-isode, this time, Boy Meets World, Season 2, Episode 21, titled The Thrilla in Phila.
This one is probably hands down the one you say when you say, what's your favorite TV episode that had a pro wrestler appearance in it? Like, at least people my age will almost always go to Boy Meets World with Vader.
Absolutely. It was always hilarious seeing Vader in the show. And the fact that he appeared once and then came back as Frankie's father.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Him and Feeny's dynamic, so funny.
It's definitely solid. We will point out that Boy Meets World also had an episode with Mick Foley in the latter years, like season 6 or season 7.
Yeah.
But I think it's easy to say that this is the one to go with.
Right. Let's start with that. Absolutely. You know, speaking of Boy Meets World, though, they did a spinoff, right? Girl Meets World?
Yeah.
Not one mention of Vader. I was disappointed. They referenced everything else, like plays with squirrels, a bunch of other stuff from the show. It's like, why not mention Frank? Why not? Was Frankie unavailable? Was the actor unavailable? And not to get Vader. I mean, I think Vader was still alive and, like, in decent health at that point. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so, probably.
So, yeah, that was my one pet peeve. It's like, You couldn't bring them back just for, like, a mention or not, something. Well,
Girl Meets World was awful, so, like, let's not... Yeah, let's not forget that.
Yeah.
But, Daniel Fitchell, huge wrestling fan.
Yes.
Girl Meets Topanga. Big fan of Danhausen. She's got
an action figure
coming out is Danielle Housen.
That's awesome. Good for her. You know what you should do? You should buy yourself a Vegas World t-shirt, Danielle. Yeah. Just, you know, support the show. Support us. We should become your new favorite wrestlers.
Danielle, you buy a Vegas World t-shirt and I'll buy a Danielle Housen Major Bendy.
I'll do the same. We'll go with that. You know, so if you happen to hear this, Danielle, that's our agreement.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if not, then I guess we'll see you in the ring at the Campbell Park Rec Center.
Yeah.
Or the Green Bench, whatever. I'm sure. You think the Booker man would pay the rate?
To get Danielle Fisher on? I sure hope so. Danielle Fisher will be again joining a funeral party that might be a cult, but I'm pretty sure is a party. You let a dude know.
Let us know. But I'm sure I'll find out because Caden just happens to show up at my house randomly.
Yeah, from time to time.
To say it's a problem is an understatement. It's a home invasion. Let's just be honest what it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, I mean, and without further ado, if I could speak, words are hard, apparently.
Words, doing the words.
Doing the words are hard. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to dive right into
it. Where do they can watch it? I don't think so.
Oh, we can watch it. You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Like we said, it's season 2, episode
21.
The Thrilla in Phila.
You know, I'm gonna stall real quick to let people get there. I'm sure it won't take long, but anyway, like, was Boy Meets World not one of the top 5, like, 90s kid shows?
Hands down. This was like, I did not miss an episode of Boy Meets World as a kid. Well, maybe until the college seasons, but like,
yeah.
I did not miss an episode of Boy Meets World. Like, this was my favorite show. As a kid, oh yeah. I would be like, Mom, I'll go to bed after Boy Meets World. That's all I'm asking.
So
Friday night.
Yeah, TGIF.
Yeah.
I remember that. It was like that step by step part of that lineup too.
Step by step was at one point, yeah. Family Matters.
Yeah. Shit, what a murder's row of shows right there, of 90s nostalgia.
On Step by Step, I wonder if there's any wrestlers on Step by Step.
No, I don't think so. Maybe.
You might have to look.
But look, I do know the Bushwhackers were in Family Matters.
Oh, well, that might be a reason to watch a Family Matters episode.
Yeah, because
they fought Carl and Urkel.
Yeah, They had a tag match.
That's definitely going to have to be watched. Yeah. Definitely a slam episode.
Okay, so speaking of, well, a random thing for a TV show. I found this out not too long ago. When you think Charmed, you know, supernatural show, right?
Yeah.
Who would you think would guest appear?
In Supernatural? Like,
no, like, Charmed.
Oh, in Charmed.
Yeah.
I feel like Edge would be a good fit for that, or like Undertaker.
Right.
Paul Bearer.
Yes. But you know who did make a cameo in Charmed?
Sable.
Booker T and Scott Steiner.
It's a drag it on.
That's what I'm saying. And they were, I guess, demons who were summoned to wrestle Alyssa Milano and this other two sisters who I'm sorry, your names escape me at the moment.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano's my favorite. But yeah, it's just the most random, like, I get, like, they were part of the Turner Network, so, like, you know, maybe that's why, but, like, Booker and Scott, was Sting not available? Was Vampiro?
Sting and,
Was Vampiro not available,
Dean? Vampiro, what's it called, La Parca would have been really fun.
Jesus, yeah, La Parca. But, you know, we got Scott Steiner and Booker T. But are you seeing any...
So there is a step-by-step episode about wrestling.
But no featured...
Frank and JT take on two female wrestlers, guest stars Charlie Haynes and Spice Williams. I've never heard of either of them.
No. No, that's before the Nitro Girls.
Yeah.
Let's look. What's the name again?
Spice Williams.
Williams.
Yeah, the other one was Charlie with an I, and then Haynes.
Okay, all I got was a redheaded actress.
Yeah.
Spice. Does she have a wrestling career? Oh, she was in the Miller the Cat Fight commercial. So no, not real wrestlers. Not real workers, brother.
Too bad. So sad.
Yeah, right? But without further ado, since we've stalled a little bit, let's get it going. Well, you didn't need to give a countdown for YouTube. You just hit it and it just plays.
Yeah.
Bam. Yeah, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hope you enjoy that one, though. And I didn't hit it right. Okay, there it goes.
There it is.
There it goes. Now we've got the intro. For, I guess, sake, I'll let the intro play, because, yeah, it's not really that long.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you're time.
That hair! Jeez. Very 90s.
Let's see. I mean, there's so many. It's hard to pick just one. There was a time that we had...
Scott Ryder. Ryder Strong has very nice hair, I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
But that is also the standard 90s haircut right there.
Yeah. So, Daniel Fisher, Ryder Strong, and...
is it Will Friedle or Friedle? Or Friddle? I don't know how to say his name. I've always heard it as Will Friedle.
Have a podcast about Boys of Course.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Stupid jackets, and therefore...
I found it funny, though, when she showed up at Raw... They're like, Danielle Fisher's in the crowd, not even mentioning Will Friedle, who's like sitting right next to her.
It's so
like,
good.
Bro, come on. Oh. Was that the doctor from
Super
Baywatch?
Confetti weight division.
Super confetti weight division.
Congratulations, kid. You're on the wrestling team.
Yeah. Like there's a chance in the
universe. I'm going to start using that now. I'm the super confetti weight champion.
Super confetti weight champion.
But no, is
that... Is he a cruiserweight? No, he's a super confetti weight.
But is he not like the doctor from Baywatch? We just, like, we watched a couple of episodes ago.
He does look a whole lot like the douchebag doctor.
Hi, I'm Candy.
Oh, it's Candy.
Sweet.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Clever line.
Eric, put Corey down.
I thought he was bleeding for a second. I'm like, whoa, did Boy Meets World get a little bit gory for a second? Yeah. Got a little bit of color there, dude.
Brother.
I know where you sleep.
Baby, when they
talk
there for your spray, do we leave the window open in Corey's room?
Eric, Eric, why is Corey so wound up?
I don't know. I'm upstairs brushing my teeth and a little squirt bull rushes me from behind.
Hey, you get it off the super confetti weight champion.
Vicious, then. Amy, hello, Corey made the wrestling team. Hooray, get your man of bed.
Wow.
We should discuss this. Wrestling is dangerous.
Oh, come on, if
you're a scientist. Ah, no one's ever been hurt with doing that.
Doing wrestling? No way. No. Wow.
No.
They're like psychotic caged animals just waiting to take all the regressions out of little runs like Corey.
Yeah.
Here's my pen.
Toast to Corey Matthews, the newest member of the Giants of my wrestling team. Chug.
Slamming a Coca-Cola.
Bruh. That's a lot of caffeine.
Matthews, what are you going to do with the can?
Recycle.
Recycle?
Of course.
Recycle the can.
Shit.
Like this.
Ugh. Dude, alright, these guys are 30, for Christ's sake.
So,
these are 30-year-olds. Oh, he got CTE, brother.
That's how you get a concussion.
Oh, no.
Well, it's cola brand, too. I like cola.
Heck yeah. Look at that.
Hey, you okay? Yes, Pat. But I'd like to solve the puzzle.
Such a goddamn good episode. Why do you want to talk over it? It's so good.
It's a classic, for sure. I love the show.
Yeah.
Matthews, look. Two cans.
Man.
Let's get out of here before she reloads.
They do have some snappy writing for a kid's show.
All right. I guess it's
the one-liners in the show are just phenomenal. Way better than the Baywatch one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like they have better actors, too, than Baywatch. Oh, it's that guy.
Who has
that guy from Parks and Rec.
Whose name I can't remember. Is it Ian McHale? No, that's not Ian McHale. Yeah, I remember he replaced, Harley Kiner.
Harley Kiner used to be the goalie in the show.
Yeah, and then he got replaced with this guy.
With this class clown.
Adam Scott is his name.
Griff. That's his.
Yeah, character named Griff, but I was looking at the actor, yeah. Frank Istakino. You know, the other guy, whose name I don't know right now, he reminds me of Tony Mamaluke. That's all I see when I see this guy, for whatever reason.
He looks like one of the handsomes.
Just Mr. Hawkins. Where Griff goes, we go. Gentlemen, don't you have lives of your own? No, sir.
Mr. Feeney. Great.
Solid one-liners.
We don't have a life outside of this guy. We're henchmen.
What? I didn't have to take my life.
I consider it. But all the good lives are taken.
All the good lives are taken.
And the lives are
taken. See you after class.
And this is how is this better acting than Baywatch? Well, and I can figure out why.
It's very.
That's what happens when you get actors instead of models.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, like, the guy who played Frankie is, like, ripped now.
Yeah. He lost a bunch of weight.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
You know what? We should figure out his rate, too, and bring him forward.
Bring him in?
Yeah. When we face Danielle Fischel, yes.
Son of Vader? Heaven Wars Royce Adams?
Yeah. Ooh, boy. It's so funny how she was a hippie. Back in these earlier seasons for the character.
Hey, Frigga, you want to ask me some more questions for the yearbook?
Yeah. Where do you think Corey's going to end up in 10 years?
A morgue?
You mean me, don't you?
That's what I said.
You said Corey.
What did you not?
Didn't they almost have, like, a storyline where, like, Sean and Topanga went out? Or am I just misremembering?
I don't know about that.
Mr. Turner.
Seriously.
I did.
You know, he left off on the worst cliffhanger ever.
The teacher?
Yeah. But he gets in a motorcycle accident, and that's it.
Did they kill him off in a motorcycle accident?
They didn't kill him off. They're just like, oh, he's just been injured.
Anyway, someone else has the motorcycle jacket now. Don't worry, that character's been covered.
Of course, I'm not gonna fight, but I gotta fight now.
Universal recipient, that should come in handy.
Spike Dudley, that'd be hysterical. Spike Dudley in 1994. This is 94 too. Yep.
What exactly is the range in my weight class?
No, Matthew's not Frankie. Someone who's looking to make a name for himself.
Oh, this is 95, so a year off from where we last left off.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tony Mama Luke. I can speak. Words are hard, guys. Caden's so enthralled. I've yet to hear him say a word.
I'm so stuck in on this one. It's so good.
He is going down nostalgia lane here. Like, it's a great show, yes.
We buried there's no room to hear anything.
No,
I'm like, it's so good.
This is cinema, as the kids say.
It's a watch along, and it's just 35 minutes of silence.
Me talking, and then you gotta hear the episode. Oh man.
Maybe this is a closed door session. Maybe I'll just whip you sorry out.
The kid reminds me of Bobby Budnick. Kind of. Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah.
And focus on the task at hand. Our training. Lesson one, balance.
Bounce.
You gotta get the
I said bounce. I don't know why I said bounce. All right, so Joey the Rat is the dude's name, the character.
Joey the Rat?
Yes. That sucks. Joey the Rat Epstein.
Epstein?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I can see why they just called him Joey the Rat. Well, I guess they didn't know that then, '94. But his name is Blake Sennett, though he was identified as Blake Soper on the series. So I don't know. Oh, he gives him a dropkick! But he lands.
Shittiest dropkick I've seen.
And he lands on his hips. Brother, that'll won't do you any well in the ring, brother.
You had a bump.
So apparently he stopped acting and just stuck to being a soundtrack guy. Because he did the soundtrack for Brightburn.
Alright.
And John Tucker Must Die.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
I would like to see Joey the Rat at Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
Joey the Rat, I know you're listening.
Of course.
Hit us up, get connections, and get you on Comic-Con.
You know what, show up with Danielle Fisher when we challenge her, you know.
And we'll challenge both of you.
Challenge both of you, yes.
After we beat Unnatural Causes for the tag titles, we're taking only 90s actors as opponents.
Yes, only. Well, maybe I might throw Ned's Declassified in there because, you know, I saw them on a wrestling show once and, like, we could take them.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, drink eggs! Raw!
Raw eggs.
That's not good for you, sir. Not on my azaleas. Mr. Feeny.
Okay. Joey trained Frankie, the immovable object.
Ugh. Great advice.
And the spot on the team. Now, let's go. Shake hands.
Alright, let's see it.
Oh, he moved, Frank. He's in the rules.
What am I gonna do? Oh, I thought he was gonna give him a fucking roll up here. Wow.
That's some solid wrestling.
5-star classic. If this were in the Tokyo Dome, it would have been 12 stars.
Unfair, unsquare. Unfair, unsquare.
He did fight you, Joey. I already proved myself.
Oh, you're a chicken.
You're yellow. I bet you bleed lemonade.
Oh my gosh.
Yellow.
He'd have walked into the door or the wall. That'd have been hilarious. Dude's just popping up everywhere. Oh, he called the payphone. Great.
I called the payphone.
I accept. Yellow.
John Adams is gonna pay the fee for that?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yellow.
Bro.
How?
hat, right?
Joey, just leave me alone.
Matthews, you want to get rid of him? Just pat on the creed.
Are you a jock or aren't you?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, beat him up.
Joey, you want me? You got me?
Yeah.
Good. Tonight, midnight, the abandoned warehouse on 7th.
Wow, okay.
4 o'clock, Phoenix backyard. No, 8 o'clock, the abandoned shipyard by the pier. No, dinner time, my kitchen.
Is it abandoned?
Is it abandoned?
Gentlemen, you have a score to settle. I respect that. Settle it on neutral.
Oh, Griff is a carny promoter if I've ever seen one.
Oh, he's so carny.
Griff, I don't exactly have a set of keys to get in.
Look at that.
Janitor,
bud. Stole the janitor's keys.
So why did I even fight Joey? I mean, who am I kidding? I'm not a jock.
You beat him once. Come on. You can do it again, right?
Also, like, I was on the wrestling team in high school. You're not allowed to wear a shirt underneath your singlet.
Really? Why? Oh, okay.
Something else I can grab, I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, look at this. We got a... That's hilarious. They have ropes. And just a mat.
Yeah.
Just a generic... Just a regular
we
gym mat.
We broke in, but we had enough time to build a makeshift boxing ring.
Yeah.
Person today said that.
Crazy.
No, I don't think so.
It is a cool setup, though.
A lot of work into this. Phone calls were made. Agents were called in.
Yeah.
Agents were called.
Brother, can you work the house for free? Robert Goulet? Wow.
Robert Goulet playing himself.
Of course. He's our ring announcer, I guess. Okay. Oh, no, he's doing the national anthem. I'm shaking my hat off.
I don't think I know what Robert Goulet really looked like, because I only know Robert Goulet from the Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell. Robert Goulet!
Yeah. My favorite reference for Robert Goulet is Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's fair.
That's my only favorite reference. Like, I guess he was a singer or something back in the day, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's like... Will Ferrell, he's in a car in front of, like, a mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's so good.
You know, some of the VIPs with us tonight.
Yep.
Baywatch, Yasmin.
Oh, wow.
Yasmin Bleeth also playing herself. It's a crossover episode. Not only was Vader on this episode, but he was also, so was Yasmin Bleeth.
Oh, no.
Who happens
Ma'am.
To be... Boating,
that is a miter. Yeah. Griff, yep. This will not fly today.
It's worth a shot.
Funny how she's featured in this after we just did another slam episode. Yeah. Everything's full circle. Everything's Baywatch.
Comes back to Boy Meets World.
Always come back to Boy Meets World.
Baywatch?
Always comes back to Baywatch. Has he. Wait, did Vader really hold the title 11 times?
Probably not.
And he comes in with the U.S. strap, brother. Look at that.
Thank you very much.
God, he probably smells so bad.
Matthew, let me tell you something. If Joey don't get the job done, Vader will. Because I am fear. Stick around. Find out.
I am fear.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get your name.
Vader is just if you combine Cole Gentry and Dax and what you and Vader.
Oh my god, don't you do Vader like that. Don't you.
I mean,
don't.
Just look.
Oh my gosh. Have they established that he's Frankie's dad or that he's just Vader in this episode?
I've got a parking lot, so we take
Wow. And he made tickets. Jeez. He works fast.
The show is so good.
I love it. Hey, Stu. Oh, ring the bell. It's time to go. Why are there adults here? Hang on. I mean, I don't know Robert Goulet and all that other people. Like, why are other adults here?
Going for a clothesline.
Go.
It's the ropes.
Joey does not know how to run the ropes, brother. Oh, boots.
Taking a gut. Boot to the gut.
Is he about to give an exploder?
Body slam. Is it a body slam? It's not a great one. Going up to the second.
To Brett's rope. Oh, a big splash.
That's a big splash.
Wait, it's a tag match? Come on now.
Wait, when did it become a tag match? This is not fair.
These rules were not established.
It certainly isn't fair.
Tag in. Oh, here comes Eric Matthews. Oh, he took a he took a bump. Wow. Oh, he poked him in the eye. Oh.
The eye poke in the kangaroo style.
He gave him a headbutt. Look at this. Corey Matthews, or Eric Matthews, knows how to work. Okay, so he is Frankie's dad.
Give daddy a tag.
No. Oh. Hell yeah. Get him. The fear in Eric's eyes.
It's a 3-on-3 tag match. We have no idea where the tag ropes actually are.
Nope.
Where's the other side?
Yeah, where's the third man for their team? Yeah.
Put the Matthews boy down.
Oh, well, it's about Feeney jumping over the ropes. Look how nimble he is.
Nimble Feeney.
Even at 60.
Are you kidding me?
Sidebar.
You said you'd never have to fight. You should know by now.
I'm wrong about everything.
Jeez. I love this part.
You can't tell me what to do anymore.
I'm a murderer.
Scarier when you had acne.
Your little bully tactics didn't work back then, and they're not going to work now. Now put him down.
Make me.
I'd be glad
to.
Leslie.
Oh. You would. Oh no. Not his name.
Alright. You won this round, but next time there will be a next time.
Oh Lord. That'd be box office right there. Mr. Feeney versus Big Van Vader. This is why I don't go to reunions. Tremendous.
You think by staying in the ring I would have had a shot? Yeah.
You also had a shot at dating Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my god. Yes, Corey.
Did she say something?
Totally.
Did Yasmin Bleeth say something?
You break my heart sometimes.
You wanted to see me, Matthews. Yeah, I don't really need this anymore. Thanks for the shot.
You're okay, Matthews.
Yeah.
He always was.
I'm still gonna beat you up later.
Candy, where are you going? I'll go with the jacket. Didn't you know that?
Come on.
I probably should have.
Should have known that, yeah.
Should have known. And then all roads lead back to Topanga.
You like him?
Shut up.
How sweet.
I need a quote to go with your picture unless you still want to go with Rob.
Well, what'd you put for you?
I do my thing and you do your thing.
She's got like a whole fucking like poem
and
about her.
End up together.
Love for Corey.
It's beautiful.
Aw. Well, isn't that nice? Well, isn't that just sweet?
What do you want your quote to be? It's Vader time.
It's Vader time.
It is no longer Vader time.
Oh, man.
But am I mad?
Oh, no, of course not.
Downright giddy. Because when the bell rings at the end of the day, I know that you'll be on your merry way to my classroom.
Leon White as Vader.
Wow.
Got him a shoot name in there, brother.
Adam Scott.
Mr. Finney, you can't leave me alone with these guys. I'm not one of them. The walls, they're closing in.
Pity.
That'd been funny if he was wearing a Vader mask.
Oh my god, yeah.
That'd have been a great skag, him coming in here at the end. But instead we get Mr. Robert Goulet. I like how he gets an announcer every time.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful cinema here.
Phenomenal.
Was how that was Boy Meets World with Big Van Vader and a speechless Caden Green.
Oh my god, it's such a good episode. It's top tier. Boy Meets World might be one of my favorite series as a kid.
It is.
Period. It holds up so much more than Baywatch.
Yeah, absolutely. This man is also beaming. This man has went down the nostalgia road.
Love it. Love every bit about this. Such a solid episode. On the Dubetny scale, fucking absolute cake.
It's the athlete.
It is 100% the athlete. This show in general is next level. But
god, such a great show, man.
This episode, I think I've seen this episode probably 20 times in my life.
Yeah?
Because I watched it so much as a kid. But an absolute banger of an episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you get to see more Vader in Boy Meets World. Because he's in a different episode.
Yeah, the next season, I think, right?
Yeah, for 16 Candles and 400 Pound Mint. I forgot what it's called exactly. But yeah, like basically it's like, oh, it's my sweet 16. And then Frankie's like, I need to earn my father's approval. And then it's like, who's your dad? And it's like, oh yeah, it's Vader.
It's Vader. You forgot?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the next season, season 4.
Maybe, but I can always... I had it in the Google machines, but Google decided to show up an old search. So, you know. Stall, Caden. Stall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tibetany. Great. There we go. Boy Meets World. It's called, yes, 16 Candles and 400 Pound Men.
And that's season 4. So I'm really with season 4.
Season 4, episode 9. Okay, that's definitely
right in the middle, basically.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be another one we're going to watch eventually, because that also features Vader. Yeah. It features Jake the Snake Roberts.
Ooh.
Yeah, and as announcer, Brother Love, Bruce Pritchard.
Nice.
Yeah, they don't get speaking role. I mean, they get these speak. Well, they speak, Brother Love speaks.
Not real roles.
Yeah, he's not in the episode acting. It's mostly Vader, but yeah, I would give it's a Dubetny scale. It's up there. It's one of my favorite.
The best of the slam episodes we've watched so far.
Absolutely. Out of all the two.
This is the best.
The best. The tremendous. It's absolutely immaculate. I don't know why I went Trump voice there. Why did I go Trump voice? I don't know.
So definitely let us know. I'm sure you can comment on Spotify, Apple.
But Spotify, Instagram.
Yeah, leave a comment. Let us know what other wrestler shows you want us to watch.
Yes.
I've got a small list from some friends. There's a couple that we have ideally thrown in the mix.
Yeah.
Do we want to
rattle some off, or are we just going to let it surprise?
I can rattle some off. We've got a few for you.
I do know I'm going to figure out a way to find where to find Nash Bridges, and we're going to watch the Stone Cold episode.
Yes. There was a WB show called Nikki that had an episode with Kevin Nash.
Yes, I remember that episode.
Roddy Piper on Walker, Texas Ranger.
That I do not remember.
Goldberg on Law & Order.
Goldberg.
The one I want to watch next is Chris Jericho on the Thundermans.
Yes.
We found out about Big Show on, what were they called?
Super Ninjas.
That might end up being a...
That would be...
Billy Gunn on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes.
That's definitely a hard watch. Stone Cold Steve Austin on Chuck.
He was on Chuck, yes.
There's a lot of Miz ones on Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of potential there.
Jake Cage was... I was looking up Stone Cold's name on Nash Bridges. It was Jake Cage.
Jake Cage?
Yes.
Jesus.
He had a 4-episode run. Well, he appeared sporadically through episodes. Yeah. Like 4 of them. And yeah, but like he was so popular on that show. Like, spratings with Spike, that CBS was like, hey, Stone Cold, do you want a Jake Cage spinoff show?
Oh, God.
And it's like, well, goddamn, son, I don't make a whole lot of money doing this. I think I'll just stick to Stunners. So, you know, we didn't get a whole lot of that. Could you imagine a whole Jake Cage television show? Because, like, in the episode, his outfit. He basically wears the Triple H early 2000s getup with like the leather jacket, but yeah. like denim underneath.
Yeah,
and it's like I feel like did Triple H rip off that look Maybe. From that episode?
Maybe, or he just borrowed the jacket.
Yeah, true. So yeah, he wears that. He carries around a briefcase because he's like a bounty hunter, essentially.
Yeah,
and like he's got all his people organized, name, sex, ethnicity, all that. It's hilarious. The first episode I saw him in was hilarious. But I just can't imagine, like, 22 episode run of a Jake Cage television show with Stone Cold.
It'd basically be Dog the Bounty Hunter, but scripted.
Yeah.
And I think we all need that.
And, goddamn, son, get on the ground. You're under arrest. I don't know. That's my Stone Cold impression.
Just throwing him steam wisers. Yeah. I don't know where he went. Give me steam wiser.
What?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, that sounds like that guy, Stone Cold. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like during the interrogation, the guy's like, all right, I'll tell you who stole the car. What?
Before the what chance?
What chance in the middle of an interrogation?
That'd have been so funny. But yeah, no, was not to be. But yeah, there are a lot of good ones.
Yeah. We'll dip into a few of them.
Of course.
A couple more slamisodes.
There'll be plenty more. There was also like I forgot what murder mystery show it was. I might have been Matlock or something like that. But like Dusty Rhodes.
Really?
Had an appearance on like one of some cop procedural back in the 80s.
You're gonna have to do some Googling.
And the one clip I did see, acting was not Big Dust's strong suit. Shocking.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know.
I wonder if there was an episode of the Jonas Brothers show that had a wrestler in it.
That'd be funny. Who do you think would be? You'd be R-Truth, I feel like. I'm just throwing a random name out. Actually, Eva Mendez and the Jonas Brothers. I don't know. I think AJ Styles didn't have a cameo somewhere. I could be wrong though. I know he was on a reality show.
There was a bunch on Hannah Montana. That's what it was.
Yeah,
Hannah Montana.
Edge had a guest star in The Flash.
Oh, he was a villain in The Flash.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Haven, but like he became a series regular, so like that won't count. Sorry, Adam Copeland.
Hannah Montana episode had The Rock on it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Didn't John Cena appear too?
I'm looking into that.
I'm pretty sure. I know he was in Fred every now and again, as
guest star John Cena. Yeah. Oh yeah, because remember there's always that like thing where they say. Hannah Montana, the kid who played Hannah Montana's brother and John Cena were the same age when they were taping that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's wild, dude.
So there will be more.
There will be
definitely recommend sitting down and enjoying whatever next adventure we take.
Yes.
This one was phenomenal. One of my favorite wrestling related TV show episodes of all time. I think we'll try to get in some that we haven't seen before because that'll make it
absolutely.
A little more.
Yeah.
You know.
A little more
exciting. Exciting to.
Yeah, I'm really stoked to see the Thundermans one though, to see Jericho.
Jericho and that's gonna be a banger.
Which it seems like he's supposed to be an MMA fighter in that episode. Yeah, so. There's gotta be some hidden gem of one that we haven't seen.
No, I'm gonna keep looking.
We'll dig, and I'm sure Kaden will find the gem.
John Cena on Hannah Montana, I haven't seen, and that one sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
So,
on that note,
yeah,
where will they find you, Kaden Green?
You can find me on all your favorite social media platforms at Music City KG, including Instagram, Twitter, Pro Wrestling Tees, Fortnite,
my favorite.
You can find me on WWE Slam and so many other social medias. You can also find me two nights a week, ripping and tearing on Whatnot at Trading Card Twins. Other than that, you can if this doesn't air after the event, you can find both of them. You may have found both of us.
You may.
both of us beating the snot out of aliens at Tampa Bay Pros.
No, actually, yeah, this will be released a few days after.
Days after?
Yes.
Well, if my premonition is correct, we have destroyed some aliens, whooped alien asses, and taken home the Tampa Bay Pro Tag Team Championship.
As your tag team champions and also your super confetti weight tag team champions.
Yes, definitely.
Of Tampa Bay Pro of the world.
Of the world.
Yes, and you can find the show, Vegas World Pod, on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at VegasWorldPodcast@gmail.com with your questions, recommendations, compliments, or insults that will not be read, but will be noted and discarded very quickly and swiftly.
And reviews on Spotify or anything?
I don't check lately. No, sorry, but I will. This will be your opportunity. Watch it be like, all it is like, you suck.
Waste of an hour.
Waste of an hour. That
needs more Aaron Nova.
There. Bring back Aaron Nova. That Honey, I Blew Up the Kids episode was the worst. I don't know. Probably not, but don't do that. It'll be ignored. But anyways, you can find me at the JC Vega on all social media platforms. You can find me on Pro Wrestling Tees. Buy yourself a Vegas World t-shirt or buy yourself a JC Vega t-shirt. One says punk rock, the other says Rainbow Dash.
Well, you got a 5-star rating on
look at that, Vegas World 5-star rating.
I'm not seeing like
comments, but we got 5 stars. That's all we need.
5-star rating, that's what matters. I'm not seeing any comments on it.
No, but in the Tokyo Dome, it'd have been 7, brother.
It sure as hell would have been.
And on that note, good night, party on. Aaron Nova, you do not have the guts to try me, Ridge!